Good morning. How are you on another fine, beautiful day? I hope you're excited today. I hope you're ready for this wonderful Monday. Because today is the day the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So over the weekend, I did a teaching on tithing and giving, and you're to give 10% of your income, and it's actually what's owed to God. It's not even, it's anything above that is actually giving. You're to give, man. You're to give to God and give what's appropriate. And it's just a law of return. When you do that with the love of God and the renewed mind, you're going to receive. You're going to receive for your giving. And that's just a blessing. I mean, I did it a lot when I was younger. And then I went through a season of being absolutely poor, and I didn't do it. And I kind of justified it in my mind by, you know, well, I'm reading the word and I'm going to teach. But it's actually money. And the little money that I had, looking back, I wish I would have given 10% of that. But I've been back at it for years now. And it's just incredible the amount you receive when you give to God, when you do what's just and right. But anyways, this morning I was reading Colossians, and I'm just going to read this. I read the translation over the weekend in Lamza. It was the Lamza translation of the King James Bible. And I was just blessed by it. If you go to chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "If ye are then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth." You have to renew and renovate your mind to what the word says, and to set your mind on the heavenlies. Not the carnal nature, but the spiritual nature. Verse 3, "For ye are dead, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory." And I love this, because when Christ comes back, we will see him as he is, which is spiritual. He's the second Adam, the new spiritual being. And when he comes back, we will be seen as our respective selves, the new spiritual being as well. As new spiritual beings. Verse 5, "Mortify or put to death therefore your earthly members, immorality, uncleanness, intemperate desires, evil lust, and covetousness, for these are idolatry. And it is because of these things that the wrath of God comes on the children of the disobedience." Now, you are born spiritually new. You are righteous, and it's not being held. Any time you miss the mark, that's what the word sin means. Anytime you miss that mark, it's not being written down on your account. It's not like God is going through and you're going to be judged that way. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are upright and righteous in God's eyes. You're going to heaven. Nothing can change that. However, put to death your earthly members, that carnal nature, the immorality, the uncleanness, the evil lust, for they're all idolatry. And then in verse 7, "In the past you also lived among these things, and you were perverted by them." When you do those things that are antithetical to God, when you sin or when you don't follow the laws, in the sense of if you don't walk uprightly, it perverts your life. And it's so obvious, the manifestation or the unveiling of those things. If you steal all the time, what's the result of that? If you kill, what's the result of that? You can see, because it eats away at people. If you sit there and you're covetous, if you look on the things of others with want and desire all the time, you become like, it's what you become from that. God doesn't want that for you, period. We are believers. We are sons of God. And what do you want for your kids? You want the best for them. So you're righteous, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight or the yoke of the bondage, which is servitude to the law. But change your life. Change your life. It's not about your account with God in the sense that you're not like heaven and hell. It's your way of your life. It's the course of your life. Is it going to be a good life? Or are you going to be held down by the thoughts of your mind? Verse 8, "But now put off from you all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, foul conversation. Do not lie one to another, but put away the old life with all its practices." it's easy to fall back into that old nature. It's easy to walk in that carnal nature. Godly grief at work at the change in your moral position. You'll know the grief, you feel it, and they should change. Again, you're righteous, though, with God. You're going to heaven, but it's your act. It's the way you want to live your life. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You got to renew your thoughts to what the Word says and think about the things that God wants you to think about, not the negative stuff. Verse 11, where there is neither, well, actually, verse 10, and put on the new life, which is renewed in knowledge after the pattern in which it was originally created. What a beautiful translation that is. When you start to put on the spiritual life, when you start to walk in that spiritual way, you're renewing your mind you're renovating your thoughts to the knowledge of the pattern, of the image of which it was originally created. We were not created and designed to be antithetical to God and at enmity with God. We were designed the other way, to love God and be as sons of God and daughters of God. We just live in a tremendous time. You got to change what you're thinking about, change who you are, and get to a point where you're walking in harmony with what God wants for you. Singing in songs and spiritual songs, making songs and melodies in your heart to the Lord or something like that. That's the verse. Anyways, pray the big prayers today. Be thankful. Be joyful. Pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You only pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Because that's what God wants. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I just pray for everything that's going on. I thank you for the moments of my life. And it's just wild what you've done and how you take care of us. I also ask that you just show me the way, direct my steps. I know there's a lot that I'm thinking about, a lot that I'm working on, that you kind of guide me into what to get into each and every day, because there can be a million different things. And I thank you for your believers. I thank you for our little fellowship, that you just take care of those that were there and those who couldn't make it. And I also just thank you for each and every one of your believers, that you take care of them and bless their family, that they understand just how much you care for them. And how much you're there with him. And I'm just thankful for your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.